Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What an honor it is to be back here filling in for Alex Jones. Owen Schroer going to be with you for the next 30 minutes to an hour. Alex is stepping out to do another interview right now. We'll give you the details on that shortly. So in the meantime, I will be filling in. Now, what I want to do is open up the phone lines. Alex does intend on taking phone calls when he comes back in studio. But let's go ahead and get the callers lined up now so that when Alex does get back, we can have callers on the line and he doesn't have to waste any time. Plus, I want to take some calls today as well. Your response to the raid last night. Let's just keep it topical. Your response to the raid last night, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, your response to the raid. And let me kind of just give a brief response here, and I'll rehash it when we come back from break. At first, when I saw it, and I filed a breaking news report for Band.Video right after I got off air hosting the War Room, you know, it was kind of the first big news story that kind of really got you going, kind of got the blood pumping and put you into a different mindset. Hadn't really been a development or a news story like that in a while. And this one hit heavy. And so at first there was obviously anger and frustration and outrage. To see that this is what's happening to our country, just the corruption right there in broad daylight, a primetime raid made for TV, a publicity stunt, a show raid, meant to hurt Donald Trump, meant to hurt the American people. And then after that kind of first rush of emotion, which was more negative, there was then a positive rush of emotion. And it's kind of a dark, twisted thing, but it's like being on a battlefield for years, a bloody, messy, horrific battlefield for years, but you're out there with your comrades, you're out there with your fellow Americans, your fellow patriots, and you're just like, when are the reinforcements arriving? And you're just out there day after day, year after year, waging war against corruption, waging war against propaganda, explaining everything that you're seeing in front of you as it's playing out, explaining it for years. And then just, boom, in one event, like the flick of a switch, all of a sudden, I turn around, and all of a sudden on the battlefield are thousands of other people that now understand what's going on. So that's kind of a sick thing to say, hey, people are getting onto the battlefield with me now. They're about to get bloodied and bruised and destroyed. Now I might be able to win the war. It's kind of a sick thing because you don't want people to go through what you're going through. You don't want people to see the evil and to go through the tribulations of battling it that you've gone through. But there's that sense of relief that the reinforcements have finally arrived. So I watched, as I'm watching the news all night, I was like a fiend last night. I had all my monitors up, like fully clicked in, ready to go. And I was stunned. Darren McBreen comes up to me. He says, hey, did you see the David Brock interview on MSNBC? And I'm thinking, how did I even miss that? I was like focused in on news like election was happening last night. But we'll have a clip of that coming up later. You won't believe what David Brock said on MSNBC. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching the political Overton window shift closer to Alex Jones was right than it ever has before. And we can connect this to the censorship of Alex Jones. People tried to connect this to the alleged text messages that the lawyers claim they got that they didn't. No, but when you turn into Fox News and you see them saying we need to abolish the FBI, and you have Republican congressmen and women going on air saying we need to abolish the FBI, this is one of the darkest days in American history. And just guess who Alex Jones is about to go on air with.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the Overton window moved closer to Alex Jones was right than ever before last night with the raid of Donald Trump. It moved so rapidly, it was like a blur witnessing it as I'm just having my Twitter feed refreshed every 5 seconds. As I have all four main cable news networks up on TV in front of me, monitoring their coverage. Fox News has never sounded more like InfoWars in its life than it did last night. Everybody in the conservative movement, whether it's all the different factions, the Republican loyalists, Conservative Inc., the far right, the conspiracy theorist right, the center right, the liberal right, all of them finally in unison. All of the voices, all of the emotions, finally in harmony. What happened last night to Donald Trump was awful. And this is a lot of people that don't even like Donald Trump. What happened to Donald Trump last night is one of the darkest days in this country's history. And while even saying that is kind of sad because the Democrats still have political prisoners that they're keeping in jail and torturing. I mean, you could argue that's worse. But this was a much larger spectacle. This is a much larger story. This is having a much greater impact. And at this point, how do the Democrats recover politically before the midterms and then in the presidential election in 2024? It's never been more obvious they're the bad guy. It's never been more obvious that there is a deep state. And it's never been more obvious that there is blatant and direct, measured political persecution in this country aimed at conservatives, Christians, Republicans, and Trump supporters. Never been more obvious, totally undeniable. But see, the left doesn't deny it anymore. The American left has now accepted their role as the bad guy. They have now accepted their role that they're the tyrants. They've now accepted the role that they have to play to have their ridiculous pipe dreams come true. So let's re-evaluate to understand the liberal, left, progressive, Democrat ideology again. Now, you have the deep state operatives that are basically puppets or paid goons. Then you have the globalists out of the World Economic Forum. And then you have the true ideologues. And you need to understand these people because these are actually the ones that are going to be the ushers in of the global government in the United States of America if they're not recognized and stopped, because they're the front lines. They really believe, a lot of them, not all of them, we're talking about the ideologues, they really believe man-made climate change is going to kill the planet, folks. They really believe it. They really think they're fighting some sort of fascistic I don't even know what you would say. Fascistic. I mean, they call it Nazis. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no socialism involved with it. But okay, they think they're fighting a group of racist, bigot Nazis, and they really believe man-made climate change is going to end the planet 5 years ago. So they really believe this stuff. And I know it's a hard thing to get inside of that head, to enter that deranged mindset, but they really believe that. So you've got to understand the lengths that they will go to fight that evil and to stop that man-made climate change have no limits. They've justified all the evil that they will do to accomplish their goals because they truly believe man-made climate change is killing the planet, and they truly believe they're fighting the next Hitler. They really believe this. And so that's why all of their evil is out in the public to see, and that's why they justify all of it in their own consciousness, because they really think they have to do this to save the planet. They really think they have to do this to stop the next Hitler. Two things that are obviously outrageous, totally untrue, totally ridiculous, totally deranged. That's who the ideologues are. Essentially, the useful idiots of the World Economic Forum globalist puppets that are operating above them. So, when you understand that ideology, and when you understand that that's the top priority, whether they're an FBI agent, a judge, a lawyer, a teacher, a media member, always the radical liberal left ideology will be the top priority. So all the evil that you're about to see these people engage in, they justify it in their own minds. Even the globalists in the World Economic Forum, though they justify it for different reasons, they just believe in population control on planet Earth, like we saw in the Georgia Guidestones. So it was incredible. Now, in the last 2 weeks, really, America has never been more polarized. It was polarized after the Alex Jones, Sandy Hook judgment. And now it's being further polarized again by the Donald Trump raid, which, though, has actually united the right wing and the America First wing and the conservative Christian wing more so than ever before. Now, I did a Getter Live last night after this, and everything basically that Steve Bannon said, I was in total agreement with. Trump should have been doing a press conference, if not last night, today, at Mar-a-Lago. He should have flown in as many Republican representatives, media members as he possibly could, Hannity, all of them, fly them all down to Mar-a-Lago, get as many Republicans down there as possible. Where's Kevin McCarthy? Where's Mitch McConnell? Fly them down to Mar-a-Lago, have a press conference, and announce you're running for president to end the corrupt federal government. Boom. I mean, they just kicked the door wide open for the most epic presidential announcement since Donald Trump came down the golden elevator. Now, here's the problem. I don't know what's going through Trump's head. I don't know who's in Trump's ear. But it's stunning to me that if Donald Trump does intend to run for president, which I think we all believe he does, and hopefully he has people in his ear that are winners, how they have not judoed last night's Gestapo-level raid of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, how they have not judoed that into the most political force of a presidential announcement of all time, I just don't understand. Still no press conference. I don't think McConnell has even said anything yet. Kevin McCarthy with a milquetoast statement. But others have stepped forward and made pretty big statements. And so that's why I say the Overton window has moved closer to Alex Jones was right than I've ever before seen. You had thousands of people outside Mar-a-Lago last night in support of Donald Trump. And, of course, Donald Trump released that epic video just hours after the raid. Not sure that was intended or planned that way, but that's how it went down. But now it's all confirmed. There is obviously a deep state. There is obviously corruption that runs deep in our government at all levels. It is obviously being used and weaponized against Trump supporters, against conservatives, against Republicans. And the country that we love, the country that guarantees freedom and prosperity and self-government and independence for we the people, it is gone, folks. It is gone. Our number one fear as Americans should be a corrupt, gigantic government that can be used and weaponized against the people. And that's where we're at now. People flee other countries because they're so afraid of their government going after them or their family or their friends or their neighbor that they flee other countries and come here, and they wouldn't even care. They would gladly live in poverty. They'd gladly live in a shack, a shanty town, as long as they could get away from their corrupt government going after them, their friends, and their family. But now that's what happens here. And people don't come to this country for freedom. They come to this country for free stuff. And then the citizens get persecuted as illegal immigrants get to roam free, lawless. Never before has the corruption of the United States government been more obvious. Never before has there been more of a unified American people calling to shut down this corruption immediately.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years. years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Happens last year or the year before or the year before that, or even maybe not even the Jones Bannon combination that we've seen so frequently now. The Overton window has shifted so close to Alex Jones was right. I'm just witnessing it at light speed, and it's absolutely wild. Now, I don't know where the Republican Party goes as far as a response to this. We've seen a lot of good responses from Republicans. We've seen a lot of milquetoast responses, and we've had a lot of silence from leadership like Mitch McConnell. But the voter base, this is only going to draw them closer to Donald Trump and even more avid in their support of Donald Trump. Myself included. If I was on the fence between Trump and DeSantis, I'd say this definitely pushed me on to the Trump side of the fence. So we'll see what happens from here on out. But man, I was on OAN last night. I don't know if anybody from InfoWars has ever been on OAN as a guest before. Like I said, the Overton window is getting closer to Alex Jones was right than ever before. Now, by the way, the judge in this case used to work with Jeffrey Epstein, a Democrat-appointed judge. I believe it was Obama that appointed him, and used to work with Jeffrey Epstein. What a coincidence. What a small world. Kind of like how Hunter Biden's lawyer works at the same law firm as Liz Cheney's husband. It's a small world. By the way, do you know where the most billionaires per capita reside? Why, that'd be Washington, D.C. I was actually looking that up last night. I was curious how many billionaires this country has, because, you know, the IRS hires 87,000 agents supposedly to go after billionaires. Well, how many billionaires are there? Not 87,000. No, I think there's just a couple hundred. I didn't do the math, but I was stunned. Of course, more billionaires in California and New York than anywhere else. That's where the greatest margin of the rich and the poor exists, in Democrat-run states like New York and California. And then there was D.C. that had the highest billionaire per capita. Wonder how that happens. Wonder how that happens. So, we now go to your phone calls in response to the raid. Let's start with James in Oklahoma. James, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not really surprising that they did something like this. Might threw us off a little bit, but it certainly did knock us down. He's not the only guy, obviously, in their arena. And I think that the governors and the sheriffs are the ones that are going to have to step up to the FBI and other agencies that are just simply doing things that aren't just and not right.
Yeah, and this is a territory where I think the Chinese would love to see us go. We don't want to have a civil war in this country, but there is no doubt that the move that the deep state and the Democrats pulled last night drew us so much closer to a violent confrontation that we want to avoid at all costs. I mean, I'd rather go violently into freedom than peacefully into slavery. But yeah. I'm certainly not looking for a civil war here at all. That's the last thing we want. That's the last thing we need. That's what the Chinese would love to see. But what the deep state and the Democrats did to Trump last night, if they don't see how that turns the temperature up in this country to almost a boiling point, then they really are so out of touch with reality, it's insane. But I think they know what they did, and that's why there's Democrats on Twitter last night and today saying, anybody that suggests violent responses to what happened last night needs to be arrested immediately. Because they want to disarm you, and they want to turn you into their slave. They want to turn you into their subject. Like, they can do whatever they want to you with the corrupt government, and you just have to sit there and take it.
Right, and that's why we need the governors and the sheriff's department to stand up to this tyranny, basically.
Is that the answer to do this peacefully, is that sheriffs and governors step up and say this is out of control, and they just cut ties with the federal government, like a redeclaration of independence?
It's a start, because there's more than one piece. We're a divided nation, for one, and divided power. That's why I have the judicial system, the executive and the legislature. That's why you have those two, at least those two to begin with, and others need to step in and try to do something peacefully in that manner.
Yeah, and I guess that's really the million-dollar question is, how do we resolve this peacefully? Because that's truly our goal here. That's our challenge. But throughout human history, when governments get this corrupt, sadly, I don't know if there's ever really been a peaceful means of ending such government corruption. So, hey, but maybe America can set that example. Maybe America can once again set the standard worldwide, and we can show how to peacefully and politically rid ourselves of a corrupt government. But that is truly the challenge, and maybe that's the answer, James, is sheriffs stand up, governors stand up, and sheriffs say, we're the law enforcement head now in this state. And governors say, we're declaring independence against the federal government. The federal government and any of its federal law enforcement officers have no jurisdiction in my state. I mean, that might be the way to solve this issue of blatant deep state government corruption weaponized against we the people. That might be the way to do it, James, but that's the million-dollar question. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Derek in Virginia. Derek, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? First of all, man, I want to say, man, you guys are heroes, man, regardless of what happened, the persecution that you all have been under. I mean, it's just unfair, and I thank you, man, for y'all just being warriors. But I wanted to say, I called in a couple weeks ago, and I had asked Alex why didn't him and Bannon link up. He said that Bannon had said some nice things about him, but it totally was on Bannon. So I'm just glad that them two have linked up now, because I don't know if you all know it or not, we look at you all as our leaders. You all are the leaders of this movement. Yes, we want Trump to be the president. We hope he run, but, man, if they put him back in office, they're going to kill him, man. It's going to be even worse than it was the last 4 years that we had to watch all that they put him through. So it's just really time to fight, man. The gloves are off. We have to trust God. We have to trust the InfoWar, and we have to mobilize. That's what we have to do. I mean, it's a war. It's on.
Jordan last night said that he's had more than 20 FBI whistleblowers come to his office or Republican offices blowing the whistle on corruption at the FBI. There needs to be hundreds. There needs to be hundreds of FBI, hundreds of federal agents that need to come out as whistleblowers, maybe form a union. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, that's why people have been so adamant about explaining how dangerous the radical left is, because we knew all along this is the point they would reach: totalitarian, authoritarian control, weaponizing the government against their political opposition.
Yeah, and I wanted to say too, man, we're going to need God to get us out of this, because anybody can go read in the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus how the people back then had a spirit in them, just like the Democrats, where they enslaved God's children because they were scared that God's children was multiplying more than them, and so they took them into bondage. And the Democrats have that same spirit, and that's how God is going to have to help get us out of this along with the info war. But thank y'all guys for being warriors, man, y'all guys going down in history, man. Whether y'all realize it or not, when this is all said and done and the books are written, man, Orange Shore, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, InfoWars, the cast, man, you all are geniuses, man. The fact that you all are still in business, you don't have Coke commercials.
Well, that's very kind, and I appreciate that, Derek. And, I mean, that'd probably mean we turned out pretty well, actually.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, Body Soul and Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex Jones is finishing up his interview. He'll be joining us shortly to take your phone calls and cover some of the latest breaking news. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And I believe InfoWars is still meant to be on air during this important time in American history and human history. And it all depends on your support at InfoWarsStore.com that we can continue to operate in the capacity that we have for years now. So get a great supplement from InfoWarsStore.com. Get a great tube of toothpaste. I'm assuming everybody tuned in today brushes their teeth. Why not get your toothpaste with the good guys and support free speech in the process? When you get your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, we got the special 50% off the three-pack of toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, one of the all-time best sellers. Great drink mix back in stock, totally healthy, good for kids and adults. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Let's keep InfoWars, let's keep this mothership on the air. All right, before Alex joins us, I will take another phone call or two. Let's go to Joseph in Maryland. Joseph, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Brother, can you hear me?
Yes, we've got you.
Hey, what's up? I just think that this raid of Trump is a false flag or maybe just a distraction to help gain support back for Trump. But it's honestly baffling to me that people still support this guy. They forget that he rolled out the shot. They forget that he pardoned like 10 or more Israeli spies guilty of espionage, money fraud, bilking. But everybody heard that he pardoned like Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. But nobody heard about that on the news. And it's just baffling to me. I think that Trump was instated as president by the CIA. And I respect you guys for waking me up to the mask and the shots and whatnot, but it really goes a lot deeper than that. And I think Alex works for the CIA Special Operations as well. That's why he says that you guys are the tip of the spear, because the Special Operations Command icon is a tip of the spear.
Well, I mean, look, tip of the spear is just a saying. And look, here's what's so crazy about it to me, and I've tried to explain this before. I know I'm as real as it gets. I don't have any history of working for the government or anything like that. I'm totally organic, totally real. I know Alex Jones. I know him as well as anybody. I see him as much as anybody. All right? So you're welcome to call in and say Alex Jones is Bill Hicks or believe he works for the CIA. That's fine. I'm just telling you it's not true. Alex is not controlled opposition. He's not some sort of government asset. All right? Now, people can think that I'm fooled and that I don't know what's going on, but I'm just telling you from the front lines, shoulder to shoulder with the man, that that's not true. Now, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I don't know Donald Trump. I don't talk to Donald Trump. I certainly understand why people would be skeptical of the rise of Donald Trump and why people are skeptical of everything. And if you believe that Donald Trump was controlled opposition from the beginning, then I'm not surprised, Joseph, that you believe this entire thing is a false flag to get support back to Trump, because it has done just that. But I know people that know Donald Trump. I know people that have known Donald Trump for a long time. I know people that talk to Donald Trump and the Trump family regularly. And they all tell me he's the real deal, too. And I'm inclined to trust them. But believe me, I understand where you're coming from, being cynical and skeptical of everything. I totally get it. The world is that corrupt. That's fine. Don't trust Owen Schroyer. Don't trust Alex Jones. But hey, like you said, the information we're putting out is the real deal. That's just undebatable. So that's my basic response to that, if you want to finish out your call.
Yeah, I'll say one more thing and then I'll jump. I just beg all the listeners that are listening right now to go to bitchute.com and watch Europa, The Last Battle, and then go to goyimtv.tv. Thanks, Owen.
All right. Now, see, people will call and say, you censor callers, you censor people. That's how you know it's all fake. Didn't censor Joseph at all. I'm glad he called in. We want to hear from all perspectives. But let me just tell you. When I see and I read some of the stuff that they make up about me and they make up about Alex Jones, folks, it's hilarious, okay? It's just hilarious. And I don't want to be, you know, it's not even a you don't swing down type of thing. It's more like I just don't want to be rude to these people. It's just all of these pundits and commentators out there that dedicate like every day of their life to try to figuring out the secret behind Alex Jones or InfoWars or Owen Schroyer. There's no secret, guys. Like, I couldn't, It couldn't be more open. Like, that's what's so wild about it. It couldn't be more open. There's never been a more transparent news organization, and there's never been a group of individuals that work at a news organization that have been more probed and searched and spied on and anything by the government and leftists. Like, that's what's so funny. They literally have all of our bank records. They have our emails. They have our phone records. They have everything. Don't you think if there was something there, they'd give it up? Or I guess that just proves it's all controlled opposition, too. So, but don't you see how now you're in this state of insanity where nothing can ever be real? And again, I get it. The world is so corrupt and upside down. I get how it's that way. But that's it. We won't spend any more time. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Brandon in Michigan. Brandon, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yes, we've got you loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, listening to that guy that just called in, it does make sense. I understand also why everybody's getting so confused about things, but I really think that a lot of that's just, it's all distraction. It's the white noise in the background when, you know, there's some pretty key points that are actually factual that we need to focus on. This whole thing with Trump, obviously, that's just a political move. They're just trying to scare him away from running, in my opinion.
Oh, and I think they're doing a slow build here. And Julie Kelly has really been prophetic on this. I don't know if she has inside information or if she's just that ingenious covering this. But she's been saying they're going to go after an indictment or even try to arrest Trump. So I think they may be doing a slow build to that. The raid of him may have been such a disaster, they may pull back. But I do believe that that was their plan eventually to either indict or arrest Donald Trump. Before the midterms.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, they can put whatever they want in all the files that they have, and they can turn around and use the, you know, the Alex Jones case that we're watching also unfold to, you know, go after him in other ways. And then this is just going to turn into just one big, you know, monkeypox, COVID, lockdowns, power situation, and all that crap going on. And so, I mean, this is multifaceted, and I think people really just need to stay local, stay focused, and really just focus on the fact.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for the call. And again, the Overton window has shifted so close to Alex Jones was right now that I think a lot of the mistakes that Republicans and even Trump made in the past of underestimating the Democrats, underestimating the deep state, not truly understanding the stakes, I think that the haze is starting to lift on that. I really do. Let's squeeze in quickly Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, response to the guy a couple of callers ago. You know, we're in an age of information now where literally it's all out there. If you want to look at controlled opposition and who's being funded and why they give certain information out, why they pit people against each other, you can just go see that for yourself. Look at the World Economic Forum. Look at Davos. Look at the Bilderberg Group. Look at everything that actually exists and is actually real. And I can tell you from my 17 years of research, not $1 and not one point focuses back to InfoWars or Alex Jones. It just doesn't.
Well, why don't you hang right there, Mike, because we got to go to a break. But Alex Jones has concluded his interview. I'm excited that he did this interview because it just shows finally the conservative movement is starting to come together and harmonize. Alex Jones back on the other side to take your calls in this epic day in American history.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to go right to your phone calls. InfoWars is in bankruptcy. And that's to prove the federal courts, everything else. We're going to have hundreds of millions of dollars like they're claiming. That these lawsuits are designed to shut us down, which the Democrats have said on the national news, and which they said at the show trial last week where the judge told the jury I was guilty and to find me guilty. So, we are selling the book, The Great Reset. You can get a special signed copy as a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com with a big markup to keep us on the air, $99.95, or buy the book for $27 at Amazon.com. But I'm going to sign every one of these. It'll be a Herculean effort. Already sold 5,000 signed copies. But everybody that gets one we'll get a signed copy. They start shipping in a few weeks. The Great Reset and the War for the World. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, discounted back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, back in stock. Diet Force about to sell out. X2, so much more. Thank you for funding us. We're funded by you, not the globalists. But you could not get a more historic book that is the plans for the globalist Death Star than The Great Reset and the War for the World. An unsigned copy for $27 or a signed copy for $100, which will help us stay on air, pay our legal, do the bankruptcy, and stay on air for years. We are literally in your hands. Thank you so much for your support. Please don't let me prove myself right about our financial situation by us shutting down or laying off a bunch of folks. We are so close to that. You have as my word and on my children, and may I be struck down by lightning if what they say that I have $270 million or I have $5 million is true. It is a lie. This company has enough money for payroll and barely enough money to buy product in the future. We are on the edge. But that's where you're supposed to be in the fight for freedom. So please support us. InfoWarsStore.com. You have the coup against the president, the coup against the election, the coup against Trump running again, total election meddling. All the polls show he'd win by 20 points right now, so they want to kick him out. They want to indict him before that can happen. That is election meddling. They are guilty as charged. They are caught red-handed. All right. We got Ed. We got Rule. We got James. We got Daryl. We got Irene. We got John. We got Sean. We got Jefferson. We got you all. And I see you're calling in about the raid on Trump and all the rest of it, the insanity, 90 days out from the midterms. But I want to ask you, do you agree with Bernard Kirk, the former New York commissioner, police commissioner, that they plan to kill Trump? Damn right they do. They want to kill you. They've launched bioweapons against our families. I have a stack of news articles. Mainstream news reporting insurance companies set to sue over mass deaths from the vaccines. Let that sink in. That's coming up next hour and so much more. But let's go to your phone calls right now. But part of the reason you called was to talk about the raid and why it happened. But will they assassinate Trump? How do we stop that? Because Trump's not perfect, but he's not under their control. They don't like him. Let's talk to Ed in Illinois. Ed, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
I salute you and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Alex, you know, when I found out about you, I was, you know, I was thinking, who does something like this? And I ended up finding Alex Jones. And just to see when you were younger, Alex, I'm currently 22. And just to see how fearless you were as a young man gives me a lot of motivation to go out there and really be a powerhouse as well.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, God gave me a lot of strength for a reason. And so I'm not arrogant about it, but God really gave me a lot of blessing for this mission.
Yes, sir. And what Alex, I did call about this. I feel it's a big old, you know, little media hype trying to get anyone really involved with Trump, trying to silence them. They silenced you. They've tried to, at least. And you're still able to get through it. And now for Trump is to see if anyone who supports Trump, and they're still trying to knock down the red wave.
There is a civil war inside the deep state. And there's a civil war for the future of America happening now.
And I was reading, it said Bush's ex-guy or whatever, I forget what it was, but Alberto Gonzalez saying that this was probably appointed by some of the highest in the intelligence agencies to go after Trump. It's like, no crap. They want to get him. The highest.
Yeah, who elected these people as if the president can't have classified info even if he had it? It's just insane.
Exactly. And I just I appreciate you, Alex, and all the things that you're willing to go through so that we can be heard. And I appreciate
and,
you.
And so I love you, and it is a sheer pleasure. Thank you so much, brother. James in Ohio. James, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, Alex, with the organization you and all of us have built together here, you've approached the window where you have given so much information and have brought everything dark that's going on right now to the forefront, where they can now spiritually shut you down. And I think it's more important than ever for us as a part of this to keep you on air, because what that raid with Trump signified another phase and what they're moving to next. And it's my opinion that they're going to go after the U.S. dollars, the reserve currency, and crash that. They're going to release the second phase of this bioweapon. And they're going to be looking to pin it on something to distract us all, and so they can move in their systems. And I think it's extremely vital right now that we all work together to keep you on air so you can expose this and do what you do what you do best. And I think I just call on everybody here to pray to Jesus for discernment on what's going on right now and to move in the right direction, because these next months are going to be critical with how this goes.
Well, that's right. It's not just everything InfoWars is built towards happening now. It's everything for you and all of us together. And you're right. All our work over 28 years is building towards ahead right now. And Satan isn't in control. God's in control. And that's why we're still here. God bless you, sir. Thank you, James. Let's take another call. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had a couple different comments. I mean, definitely about, you know, the raid. I think, you know, the whole thing, it is a slow buildup, like Owen was saying previously. But, you know, the court system and judicial system is, you know, losing faith from everyone, you know, nationwide. And it's not even at the federal level. It's at the, you know, local level, too. And, you know, some of the callers are correct when they say, you know, the local sheriff can step out and, you know, step up and, you know, hopefully help out some of the citizens. But, you know, if you look at Trump in Mar-a-Lago, you know, he's in Palm Beach County. It's, you know, you talk about a Democrat, you know, area that, you know, that's Palm Beach County. And even the stuff that PBSO has done is, you know, horrible. So, you know, at some point it's like, you know, what do people do to restore faith in the Justice Department?
Well, that's part of the globalist plan, is take control of the institutions, have the institutions commit incredible crimes, and then undermine the institutions. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-globalist occupied government. So I don't blame the FBI or even the judiciary or any of this. I blame us letting criminals get in positions of power and seize that. It's like Hitler took over Germany. Well, that overall wasn't the Germans' fault. They got the blame. 20 million of them got killed. They paid the price. But I blame Hitler and the Nazi Party. Well, it's the same thing. I blame the Democratic Party and George Soros and Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Charles and Klaus Schwab for what they've done. And I hope the FBI and the police and others realize that we don't want a war with them. We didn't start this. But if they're dumb enough to follow the orders of the globalists, they have signed their own death warrant. Not by me, but if 1% of us fight back, they'll be wiped out, which is the globalist plan. That's how you bring down America, is the Civil War. So I ask the question to listeners, how do we stop the Civil War, John?
Well, you know, that's something I've been thinking about as well, because, you know, once they drive us to Civil War, then, you know, that's when, you know, our country will collapse, or, you know, new lines can get formed that, you know, isn't in the citizens' best interest. And, you know, of course, if there's a peaceful, resolution, we need to go and, you know, do that at all costs.
I agree, but I would say my spirit feels something else about that, but I'm really concerned.
Yeah, and it's concerning for everyone, especially, you know, if you look into things or even follow current events, you know, like overseas news sources and stuff like that.
Oh, war with China, war with Russia. We are collapsing. We have lost God's blessing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, terrible, but anyway, you know, thank you for taking my call, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, help everyone out here.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Yeah, we're on this together. We're all free, sentient souls with free will, living this incredible experience that God gave us. All right, hour number four. Tell everybody, tune in however you can. When you do that, it creates shockwaves. When those you tell to tune in tell others to tune in, it changes the world. When they tell others, we have victory. Chain reaction, hour number four.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.